Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to get TNT up on the monitor here in the studio for Islanders and Caps at 11:30. That's because Alex Ovechkin's going for the record. Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record of 894 is going to go down here shortly, I think. They're going to give him every chance to score that one. Joining us is Bernie Miklas, and our visit sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Bernie, when I was growing up, I didn't think that record was touchable. Wayne Gretzky's 894. His points total certainly will not be. But the goal scoring is about to go down. It's incredible to think about.
He's an amazing guy because not only, you know, is he going to break a record that, again, a lot of people thought were out of reach, but he's remained like a great goal scorer. Like, there's been no decline whatsoever. I mean, this is a guy that's you know, getting way up there in age. And you'd think at some point he would lose it. Not lose it, but he, like Gretzky, for example, in his final few years, you know, he didn't score all that many goals relative to his peak years. Mm-hmm. Ovechkin just keeps scoring and scoring and scoring. In fact, he and Gordie Howe are the only two, I think, to have at least 20 goals like 20 years in a row, 20 seasons in a row or something like that. So he is he's a really special player. I would say it's also tougher to score in this era. It really is. The goalies are better. The defensive systems are better. It's more physical. And if you look at it in that way, where it was a lot easier to score at the time when Gretzky played, I think we're looking at the best pure goal scorer in the history of the league. I really do.
That's really well said. And, you know, I was watching Sidney Crosby the other night at Enterprise Center Thursday night against the Blues and just marveling at his ability. Like, the things that he does that don't show up in the box score are just amazing. Amazing. He does just about everything right. And then the next night he scores a hat trick for the Penguins. And you know what? All that said, I don't think it would have mattered against the Blues. They just win. It's almost like no matter what you do, you can't beat them. It's unbelievable what's happening here.
You talk about a transformation. My goodness. The Blues were, I think, 26th out of the what is it, 32 teams in points percentage at the time they made the coaching change. And the play has just been phenomenal. I mean, there's a whole new culture. We're seeing the young Blues, you know, Jim Montgomery as a coach has done so many things well. But one of the things is that the youngest Blues have been among the very best players on the team. And they're kind of leading the way in a lot of ways. And they're thriving under him. And then you have Robert Thomas, who's been the got more points than anybody in the league since the beginning of February. He's playing at an unbelievable level. Kyle has never been better. I mean, they bring up Jimmy Snuggerud, and we were wondering, well, is he going to play a lot? Is he going to play a lot? I mean, they have him on the second line, and the kid looks like he's a natural. I mean, it's just like, you got to be kidding me. Now they've just added him, and it's on and on and on and on. I don't know how much more they could get out of this team, the roster from like top to bottom. I mean, the depth is extraordinary, and the range of ages of the people scoring the goals and doing all the things. That's really impressive as well.
Making a serious push here in the playoff race. Minnesota plays Dallas today. If Minnesota wins, they'll gain two on the Blues. But the Blues are 4 points in front of the Wild for that top wild card spot in the Western Conference. Bernie, your takeaways from the Cardinals here this past week, in particular, this series against the Angels turned out to be good in their favor at the end, where they scored runs. And then they scored 9 runs against the Red Sox. That should get you a win, not when you're giving up 13.
Well, yeah, here's the takeaway. You know, 7 games into the season, you know, and this includes the games that were played by other teams yesterday. I mean, the Cardinals are number 2 in runs per game. Only the Yankees have done more. The Cardinals lead the major leagues in team batting average. And they're second in on-base percentage. They're second at slugging. They're second at OPS. They are 5th in home runs. The point being, you really could not, unless you're totally wacko, you could not ask more of this offense than what we've seen so far. In fact, I did this just for Sports Open Line. I went back through history and look, okay, in terms of the Cardinals have scored 51 runs in their first 7 games. Where does that rank in franchise history for the first 7 games of the season? And it ranks 8th in Cardinals history, 51 runs in the first 7 games, 8th. And it's the most they've had in the first 7 games of a season since 2004. Now, on the flip side, since they swept the Twins, they have a 6.87 ERA. And the starting pitching ERA is 7.08. And so I think we know what needs to change and change quickly, right? Especially on a doubleheader day.
That's absolutely right. They've got to figure it out. They've brought Gordon Graceffo in as the 27th man. And Bernie, that's going to be really a theme here is, can these starters go deeper into the game? And, you know, a pitcher like Ryan Fernandez got to figure it out.
That's right. And I said it, you know, right before the start of the season, and I was either, one of my videos, I think, is primarily where I said it. But I said, you know, but my biggest concern going in, I said, I think the offense is going to be okay. It's obviously a lot better than okay. I said, but I'm concerned about the starting pitching. There's just a lot of questions. And so I think that's still my biggest concern about the team, because if the starting pitching is clicking, then it takes a lot of pressure off the bullpen, and the bullpen's not stressed out. They're not being physically run down, and you'll be able to use them when they're physically at their best. But unless the starting pitching, you know, starts to just kind of, as you said, not only pitch well, pitch solidly, but start going 6 innings, you know, it's going to put a big time stress on the bullpen. So they really need to change this trend, this ASAP. Today's a good day for it.
Absolutely. Bernie, I highly recommend people tune into all of your videos and pay attention to everything that you're doing, including for us on the Gas House Gang, which we have Ollie Marmol every Tuesday now from 12:05 to 12:30. I thought that first show was a lot of fun, and it was just the beginning.
Yeah, it was great. And I know Ollie enjoyed it, and you and Chris Ranji and myself and Ollie have actually heard from fans who saw it and said that was really good. Are you going to do that every week? Yeah, we're going to be doing it every week. And the one thing that I think you should understand about the way we're doing the show, I mean, we're going to ask him the tough questions. We're going to put him on the spot. We're going to probe. You know, it's not just like, a half an hour of happy talk. It's, hey, we're respectful, but we're going to ask the stuff that fans are wondering about. And you know what? I said this last week on Sports on the Sunday Morning. The thing about Ali is he wants that.
Yes, he does.
He wants it. So that makes him pretty unique in terms of managers who are, who they not only can take the heat, they're willing.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
They're inviting the heat. They're inviting the scrutiny.
100%. And he wants to hear from more fans, too. So we will do that on Tuesday at 12:05 on the Gas House Gang. Bernie, thank you, as always, for these visits. Sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. Have a wonderful day.
I will. A lot of great sports, man. I can't know how I can even do it all. Battlehawks are playing. South Carolina versus UConn, yeah. Women's national champion. I mean, on and on and on. Cardinals doubleheader, Ovi. My head is imploding.
It's sports overload. Going bananas.
Absolutely. You take care, my friend.
See you, buddy. Coming up next, Lutz Fan of Steel, St. Louis City SC. He's at 11:15. John Mozeliak, 11:25. Cardinal Baseball, 11:40. Don't go anywhere for the Stiefel Sports Studio. Baseball coming your way in 20 minutes. I'll have pregame at 11:40. Joining us right now, St. Louis City SC's sporting director, Lutz Fan of Steel, after a 2-0 loss to Sporting KC last night. Lutz, good morning. We're a little tighter on time because of the Cardinals doubleheader coming up here, so we appreciate you making some time for us. How are you?
Could be better. Could be better, Tom. I'm glad it's a bit shorter today.
Yeah, I hear you. Just your overview of that game yesterday. My quick overview myself would be I thought you dominated a good portion of the game, and once they scored to make it 1-0, just weren't able to get that offense again.
Yeah, thanks for looking at it that positive. You know, I think you're not wrong there. I think we created enough chances to win the game, but also put in consideration that Kansas is at the moment one of the worst teams in the league. You know, that's just a look at the table tells us that. I think going into a derby game, I think you need to be a little bit more tougher when it comes to the mindset and need to work a little bit harder to get out there and actually take on the fight. Definitely very disappointing. And as you said, if you don't score, we created the chances, we missed it, we hit the post, we hit whatever, and then they scoring was one of their first chances. Then I think after that, the heads went down. We didn't really recover from that, and not good enough. We need to get better, and we really need to work hard this week on the training field, because the games are coming up. We're not playing anymore against Sporting. We're playing against the two of the best teams in the country in the next 2 weeks. And if you play like that, then, I'm not very positive. So we really need to change. We need to change our mindset. We need to change our aggression. And we need to be up for it. Otherwise, they will eat us.
I wholeheartedly agree. And you're playing Columbus on Sunday. I'll be there for that one. I'm looking forward to being back. Look, there are no excuses at this level. I mean, you're playing some of the best of the best, but I do want to ask you what you're dealing with right now, injury-wise, and how much is that affecting you?
Well, you know that's something which is always it's always tough, you know, and I mean, that's something the coaching staff and I have to deal with. It always sounds like the lamest of the lamest excuses if you talk about injuries, because it sounds like you're trying to make up for something else. But the fact is that we have now six of our 11 starting players missing out with injuries. Three of our absolute top players, with Roman Birki, Edu Löwen, and now also Joachim Nielsen. So it's just, it doesn't make it easier. But that's time for the youngsters, for the other players to step up. And I do understand the frustration of the fans, Tom. You know, they traveled yesterday for 4 or 5 hours. In pouring rain up to Kansas, and then they have to watch that, what happened. So apologies from my side. I think also an apology from the players. We have to be better than that. It's not good enough, and hopefully we can get the fans in a better mood again next weekend. But, yeah, the injuries are there. We have to deal with it. If I would be a healer, I would touch them, and they would be fit again next week. But unfortunately, that's not the case, and we have to deal with that what we have.
The passion and determination of Lutz Pfannensteel and St. Louis City SC, with a week of work to try to put on a show Sunday night against the Columbus Crew. We, of course, will be having that game on Y98 FM. Lutz, thank you, as always, for spending this time with us on KMOX.
Thanks, Tom.
Lutz Pfannensteel, sporting director for City, jumping in on the show. We really appreciate it. When we come back, the leader on the baseball side, John Mozeliak, president of baseball operations in Boston with the club. They're ready to play two today. We'll catch up with Mo right after this on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. 26. We are 14 minutes away from network pregame. I'll have that at 11:40. Cardinals and Red Sox, we're playing two today. 6:10 is the start time tonight. 12:35 for the day game from Fenway Park, where we find Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. As always, thank you for making time for us on Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to. That way I can step out of the rain, but I am told we will have baseball, so and hopefully we're on time, because right now it is starting to lighten up, and that's good news.
Yeah, looking at it right now, my app says cloudy. You got some raindrops lightening up, so that's good. Yesterday was a bit of a slog to get through there. I understand, though, that you, during this trip, were able to sign the monster. Is that true?
That is true. Yeah, I've been here, you know, so many times. I've never done it, and I imagine this may be my last one in this role. So, yeah, I did walk out there, climbed a little bit, and threw up my name. So, yeah, it's kind of fun.
Got some memories of that ballpark. I mean, obviously it didn't end up great for the Cardinals in 04 or 13.
Yeah, did you really have to bring those up?
Well, I was there. I do have some good memories from 13, though. I know it didn't end well, but I just remember being treated well. I remember Rosie's save in game two. You know, some battles with the Red Sox through the years do remind me of how good those teams were. 13 was good. 04, to me, is a top five Cardinals team of all time, I think.
Yeah, I think, like, that was a juggernaut of a baseball club. I mean, obviously, when you have Pujols, Roland, Edmonds in the middle of your lineup, you're going to score runs, and that team did. And in 04, you know, unfortunately, just from a pitching standpoint, we ran out of gas. As that, as you know, the pressure of the postseason that year was intense. Obviously, you know, an epic series with Houston, but then to come here to Boston, and you know, just we had a lead in that first game, and then gave it up, and just it was, they never looked back, and obviously they were arguably a team of destiny, down 0-3 to the Yankees, and then came back and won that series to then face us. So that was a tough one for sure. And then 13, you know, you look at that kind of run between 2011, 2012, 2013, those are really good teams. And, you know, when you think back to just the opportunity to compete for a World Series, you know, in that time period, any one of those clubs could have won a World Series. And in 2011, we did. 2012, we came up short. 2013, we came up short. But, Yeah, those were some pretty dynamic years for the Cardinals.
Sure were. That 06 title felt pretty good after what happened in 04 and 05. And as you mentioned, 11 and beyond. John Mozeliak is with us. You know, you look at this team, and I know the steps are being made to get back to what you used to be, a contender for a world championship. So far, so good from the offensive side. My gosh, I mean, these, aside from a couple of guys who you know are going to turn it around, Contreras, et cetera, they are just crushing the ball right now. Do you attribute all of this to Brant Brown? How do you see this offense resurgence?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I do think Brownie's voice has been a big help for our players, but I also feel like it. When you think back to you know some of our players, arguably we may have pushed them a little faster than we should have. I think now they're kind of really where they belong in the sense of they're ready for this challenge, and that's one of the things that I thought about this team when we were trying to put it together. It was really time to just give these guys some runway to see what they can do. Now, it's a small sample size of where we are right now as far as just, a week into the season, but it's just encouraging just to see the energy and the way these guys are going about it. And, I think the one thing that's been fun to watch is like we're competing. We're in games. Even if we lose, we're in it. And that's a really positive sign. And from an offensive standpoint, I think a lot of guys are swinging the bat well. I think from a confidence standpoint, they feel pretty good about where they are, and that's a good thing.
And then, of course, every team wants both going at the same time. It's not easy to do, as we know. And on the pitching side, how do you evaluate things right now, starting with your starters, and then kind of, if you would, kind of transition that thought into your bullpen and what they've had to handle?
A couple things. From a starting standpoint, obviously you want to go as deep as you can into a game if possible. Good news is, guys, they're pulling the tarp as we speak. And then with regard to our bullpen, I feel like, I like it. I really do like our bullpen, but there is some things that we're just trying to work through. And I think some of these younger guys are just trying to figure out some things on their own as we go. But overall, I do think it's going to be a strength for the Cardinals.
I see that Graceffo is the 27th man for this doubleheader. Graceffo was right there towards the end, wasn't he, vying for a place in that bullpen?
He was. And as much as we're battling weather, obviously Memphis has had their own challenges as well. And so I guess we were just sort of fortunate that they got washed out because Graceffo's start was yesterday, or scheduled start. So gives us a little protection for these couple games, and hopefully he can take advantage of it.
One more quick thing, if you wouldn't mind, before we go to pregame here. Nolan Gorman, any update on his hamstring? Have we seen any improvement?
It's been really hard to test anything here, obviously, because of the weather. But I think he's going to head back to St. Louis either tonight or first thing in the morning and be able to push that a little bit further. But it's pretty mild. It really came down to just given the conditions that we were dealing with weather-wise and also the fact that it's early and we just didn't want to push this and make it worse. So I'm not overly concerned that this is going to be a long issue for us, but hopefully by the time the 10 days are up, he's ready to go.
Appreciate that update and the weather updates. I mean, it's a full-service conversation here with John Mozeliak.
Look, it's the first time I've seen the infield since Friday, so this is great.
have a good day. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Tommy.
There's John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, live from Fenway Park as the Cardinals are set to play too. So here's what we have for you today. It is a split doubleheader. So, and I knew that was going to happen. ESPN's got the game tonight. They don't want to risk not starting it on time. So you don't have the back-to-back. You're going to have the split. So today, 12:35 first pitch, 11:40 pregame. I'll have that coming up here in about 6 minutes. And then we will have the game for you. It's going to be Andre Pallante starting today for the Cardinals. And I'll have Ollie Marmol give you the lineup here during our pregame show. I don't want to steal his thunder. Let's let the manager do that from Fenway Park here in just about 10 minutes or so in our second segment of pregame. Then when that game is complete, we will do our postgame show and we'll come back to you at 5:15 for our pregame of Game 2, and Scott Warman is going to be part of that broadcast. Now, Scotty's also on the TV side today, you may notice, so we're going to get him from Ballpark Village over to our posh KMOX studios here and have him take over at that point. If, of course, that first game runs long, I'll be right here holding down the fort. Don't you worry about that. Scotty, so you just take your time making your way down here for Game 2. But Scott will take you the rest of the way tonight. So get ready. It's a long day of baseball. And you know what? I've missed baseball. We haven't had it since Friday, and we didn't have a game on Thursday. So, you know, the great thing about baseball, aside from, I don't want to put one sport over the other. People ask me that a lot. I love all sports. You know, I played basketball maybe the longest. I loved baseball, football, playing all the sports. Baseball, you know what's great about it? Every day. You get it every day.
And it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.